tampering with his heart rhythm, making the sine curve on the graph whip around madly. She had already prepared the room he was to be taken into and briefed the A&E staff about the incoming patient. In addition to equipping herself with anti-narc, she had also ensured there were enough adrenaline ampules and that the defibrillator, the one still working, was reserved for her, just as a precaution, in case the patient suddenly went into cardiac arrest. The overcrowded reception area smelled of sweat, damp clothes and dry mouths, a waiting room smell that existed whether in A&E in Norway or Denmark. The sight of Maya's lab coat caused impatient unrest among the waiting patients and their relatives. Out of the corner of her eye, she sensed several people trying to attract her attention, but she had to ignore them. The doctor shortage was glaringly obvious in this room, like in the rest of the country. As so often happened at this time of year, the polar wind had claimed victims on the coastal road. All day there had been an influx of patients injured by traffic accidents. Broken legs and internal injuries had merged into each other, and she could no longer distinguish one case from the other. Except for a single incident, which wouldn't release its hold. A family of three rammed sideways in their Lupo by a Japanese four-wheel drive. The young mother was now comatose on a ventilator 3 floors above A&E, not knowing her husband and their 4-year-old daughter had been killed. The most humane thing would be to disregard her doctor's oath and turn off the ventilator immediately. Maya herself had come close to falling victim to the capricious wind. On her journey from Denmark to the Norwegian Vestland, it had repeatedly tried to throw her into the abyss. The polar wind wasn't content with only freezing the roads, it also dragged the sea fog with it. The combination of poor visibility and icy roads was treacherous. A rather peculiar trait of the region here. And now this accident among all the accidents on the road. A drug addict who had collided with his drugs. A belly flop towards the abyss, with no other hope of rescue than her skills. It was an unusually long shift. The 24-hour marathon she had put herself through would only be possible with another dose of modafinil. Better now than later, because the invigorating effect of the pills was gradually wearing off. She continued towards the large glass doors that flared up in red every time the light from an ambulance's beacon hit them from the outside. Time to wake the dead. The sharp night air hit her as she came out to the car park in front of the hospital in Skansebakken. The two paramedics were already standing at the back of the vehicle, pulling out the stretcher with the thin figure. She recognised the one at the back. His name was Antonsen, and he reminded Maya of the St. Bernard dog she'd had as a child. She greeted him, and he nodded back briefly. Maya smiled at the other rescuer, a trainee she hadn't seen before. The lanky boy didn't return her hello. He was visibly moved by the whole situation. Antonsen edged around the stretcher as he gave oxygen to the patient with a ventilation bag. OD, male, mid-30s, set in a cannula and gave naloxone 0.8 milligrams 9 minutes ago. No response. He continued to recite from the ambulance report, informing her of blood pressure, pulse, and temperature. All numbers were at the critical end of the scale. She only half listened as she bent over the patient. The smell of feces was intense, and she glanced at his tan-coloured trousers. Maya gave him another dose of naloxone through the cannula Antonsen had inserted at the elbow joint. Then she pressed 2 fingers on the man's neck and tried to find a pulse. It was far too unstable for her to measure. She took a mini torch from the breast pocket of her coat and held the shaft between her teeth so she had both hands free. She opened his eyes and shone it into them. The pupils were pinpricks. Coupled with the involuntary bowel movements, erratic pulse and icy body, she assumed an opiate overdose. Whether heroin, morphine, methadone or all three, the slender body in front of her was pumped full. She put the torch away. Name? Antonsen hesitated briefly. It said Joe or John on the door. She grabbed the patient's earlobe and pinched it. John? Called Maya, but there was no reaction. She squeezed again, this time so hard that her thumb turned completely white, but Joe or John didn't seem to notice. I've tried. He's out cold. Shall we? Antonsen nodded towards the entrance to A&E. Maya did not.